Chic. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
I remember this song.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Living in a shotgun shack. You know what? If they're living in a shotgun shack, I don't think they're listening to this show.
Probably not, but yeah. You never know.
All right, we are the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, C Cab, and Mike Helvaldivia, the Data Doctors, here every Saturday morning. Program note, of course, on January 10th, we will move to our new time slot, which will be noon o'clock.
It's not a temporary move, it's a more permanent one. So 12 to 2, which means we get 2 full hours instead of an hour 45 minutes, which is just, and you know, 25%, or no, 12.5% more.
You're going to hurt yourself. Don't do
I
the math.
I did, a long time ago.
Good math. Paul Harvey becomes our warm-up act instead of the other way around for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Check that out.
That's nice of Paul.
By the way, you can email us your questions when we're on the air as well. Like, we have an email from a listener that has a very common question. Wes wants to know, my email spell check does not work at all. I use Outlook Express. Thanks for your help.
He thanked us before we even helped.
I know.
Isn't that nice of Wes?
Wes, the way that works is Outlook Express requires that Microsoft Word be installed and that Microsoft Word's spell check be active and use it in place, or you won't have that option in Outlook Express.
There's no native spell check built into Outlook Express. It relies on that third party from its brother program, Microsoft Word. So if you want to have spell check that's functional, do that. Or another little tip, you could take your email, if you have some other program that doesn't have spell check built in, you can always compose the email in some other program like Microsoft Word that has a spell check, go ahead and spell check it, then cut and paste that into your email program and send away. So there's a couple different ideas for you. If you want to be able to ask that question or make that suggestion right here live on the air, you can do so at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section and scroll to the bottom, you'll see the big links there.
And don't be like Juan and be lazy and put everything in uppercase, because in email that means you're yelling!
Who did that?
And I'm sure Juan, just a new message just came in about deleting files in memory. And so when we read it, we have to read it. Why can't I delete files with the add remove function?
Error message appears. Uninstall failed. Try to delete
the
file function.
If you don't know email netiquette, we suggest you learn it. You can actually type in netiquette at our free help website, computerproblems.com. Type in netiquette, and you'll see a column that I wrote many years ago, several times.
And Juan's email is actually pretty good, because it goes on to say, I deleted a bunch of screensavers. Before I deleted, I hit 69% memory free. Then it went to 57% after I deleted all the screensavers. What happened? I should have gained more free space.
Juan.
You're trying to fill your gas tank by removing the engine.
No, actually, what he's done is he's cleaned out his refrigerator, but said, wait a minute, there's still a bunch of stuff in this mixing bowl on my counter. They're completely unrelated.
Right.
The areas you're looking, you're checking one area while you're cleaning out another. So you want that free memory to increase, restart your computer. It's going to change again. Because that has to do with resources, Juan. So
start removing programs that are starting automatically when your computer starts. Don't start deleting things. That's not going to do anything for you other than cause you problems.
Right. You want to see your hard drive space clear up. Also, when you're deleting things, when you delete, it just goes to the recycle bin, so it's not going to free up disk space if that's what you're trying to do. You have to empty the recycle bin. Best thing to do if you're trying to free up that space, what we call the refrigerator, clean out the refrigerator, go to your accessories group, to system utility or system tools, and look for the disk cleanup option.
Disk cleanup wizard, it's called.
Yeah, it'll take care of all that for you.
It's pretty good.
All right, back to the phones.
We must.
To the phones. To the Batmobile. To the Louis-mobile.
To the Louis-mo-man.
Refrigerators and gas tanks. My goodness, where are we going with this?
It's all good, huh? Hey, I heard you on with Rosie and Romy earlier talking about some strange sound in your house.
Noise is in my house. How about that?
Oh, apparently I'm hearing out music.
It's time for the news, but we thought we'd get Louis' little 2 cents for a quick second.
Real quick, what's your question?
Zone Alarm sent me a Zone Alarm service.
A Zone Alarm service alert when we come back here on the Computer Corner.
Hello, I'm Brian Lombardi, General Manager of Corey.